Let's see. Let's get to the story we did, or at least a little bit about what we did yesterday. Yesterday we did the story about an 18-year-old kid that was with his buddies. They were cruising over the Margaret McDermott Bridge over I-30. They decided to get out, take a picture, and as the young man is taking a picture, he is walking backwards, and he falls over the railing, and he drops 7 stories. Or actually, I think it was 5 stories. He dropped 5 stories, and miraculously, he lived. He landed on a little piece of dirt and grass and jacked himself up pretty good, but he lived through it. And we were talking about how awful it must be to fall. What a terrible way to go, and how just the sheer terror of falling, even though it's only a seconds of your life, you can't imagine what's going through your head at the time.
My worst nightmare.
Falling?
Yeah. So, I have it over and over again.
Like out of a building?
Yeah.
Mine is always driving. There's always some sort of waterway near me, and I can't control the car, and I always go into the water. Always.
That's yours?
Yep. Always. And then I wake up, and I know that I'm like, sometimes when I'm driving, I'm like, I'm dreaming right now, and I know I'm going to go into this water, and there's nothing I can do about it, and I'll go in.
Yeah, sometimes I'll do that, too.
Yeah.
Like, I'm dreaming, I'm about to fall off this high place.
You know you're going to do it.
Yep, you know you're going to do it, and you do it, and somewhere in there you wake up.
Yep.
So, got something like that?
No, man, mine are just all about weird sex and stuff.
Poor guy.
And he gets fisted.
Just tons like of lube that? All over your house.
I don't control my dreams, buddy.
Ever since I saw Dreamscape, I've been able to control my own dreams. Remember that movie from the 80s?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
It wasn't good, was it?
Nope, not at all. So I got a note from a guy named Nate. Nate is from Lake Highlands, and he said, I have a falling story. And I was like, okay. He said it was in 1998. I was at Lake Highlands High School on a trip to Disney, and I fell 7 stories.
Damn.
And he just said, pretty big deal at the time, to which I immediately email him back, and I go, dude.
Elaborate?
Tell me the story. Don't just say I went to Disney and fell 7 stories and lived.
My pig bounced.
So he did. He said, during the spring break of 1998, the Wildcat Wranglers. So up at Lake Highlands, they've got this dance team. I don't know if it's still around or not.
Yeah.
But anyway, he said, the country western dance team at Lake Highlands took a trip to Disney World on the dime of a wealthy team member. We had trips to the airport in the limousine, first class airplane rides, and the entire 7th floor of the Wilderness Lodge at Disney World, all on this one guy's dime, on this, you know, rich daddy.
Fun.
He says, everything is going well the first day of the trip. We spent the day at Epcot Center. We had a hibachi dinner and then went back to the hotel and got our room assignments. Keep in mind, we have the entire 7th floor rented out to ourselves to a high school bunch.
That sounds safe.
Just for their
group.
How many
are on this trip, does it say?
Doesn't say, but enough. I mean, I think that this group.
It's a Lake Highlands dance team.
Dude, I think it's huge.
Yeah.
50?
Maybe less than that. I was going to go with 23.
Okay. He says, I don't know if you've ever seen the Wilderness Lodge at Disney World, but it's a giant log cabin in the entire top floor, the 7th floor, of the balconies jut out at an angle from the corrugated metal roof. It was a really stormy that night, and we were all out on our balconies. No alcohol was involved. Shocker. But it was about 10 feet from balcony to balcony, meaning you might think that you could get from one balcony to the next. He says, everyone was out on their balcony shouting across the courtyard, and of course on the balcony next to us were 3 of the cutest girls on the dance team. So being the jackass I was in high school, I decided I was going to act like I was going to climb from one balcony to the next. So I got up on the railing and acted like I was going to put my foot on the roof and start climbing across. So this was all fake. He knew he couldn't do this. Mm-hmm. It was like, hey, ladies, here I come, you know. So he's acting like it. He says, I lost my balance. I tried to put my foot out on the roof that was soaking in rain, and I slipped. I immediately started to slide down the roof toward the edge.
Oh, my God.
Mm.
You're at the top of the hotel.
Oh, my God. Mm. This is certain death.
He says, I was able to stop myself just short. So it's... And right before you go tumbling over, you stop yourself.
Right.
God, how?
I don't know. He says, smart thing to do at that point would have been to wait for one of my roommates to throw me something down so that I could climb back up safely. He says, but I was a football player and thought I was a badass and decided I would try to climb back up the corrugations by myself. He says, I was almost to the balcony railing. Imagine this, like you're almost to the top and you're reaching up like, yes, I've got it. And then I started to slip again.
Oh, no.
On your belly, sliding down. He says, this time I went all the way down to the edge and fell feet first, facing the balconies below me. I fell all the way down to the first floor awning. And this sounds like a cartoon. My feet landed perfectly between the corrugations, or I would have broken both my legs. From there, I bounced into a pine tree, hit every other branch all the way down the ground. I never lost consciousness, but the next thing I remembered was looking up at the courtyard light in the rain and trying to move, but I couldn't.
Oh, no.
He says, Pete Grider, the Lake Highlands wrestling coach, was on the trip with us, and he was the first one to make it down to me. I kept trying to get up, but I couldn't do it. A long, horrible ride on a backboard to the hospital in Orlando got me 3 weeks in the hospital, 1 week in ICU with two punctured lungs, a broken back, broken ribs, and a ruptured spleen.
Jeez.
Needless to say, everyone who saw me fall, and they were all out on the balconies. Imagine the sheer terror.
Wow.
Everyone who saw me fall thought I died. And on the way down, so did I. In the time that I was in the hospital, stories flew around the high school about my accident. The funniest one is that I was on LSD and jumped thinking I could fly.
This is amazing.
He says, obviously it was a hard recovery, but I made a full one and ended up playing football in college. It's a good story to tell at parties, and I know that I have a better reason to be here than I thought I did before. I heard the story about the kid who fell from the bridge yesterday on the hard line, and I knew I had to tell you guys, because that was only 50 feet. Mine was seven stories. He says, you always hear about kids falling from balconies on spring break, and that year, in 1998, three other kids had fallen in Florida. All three died. I fell from seven stories and lived. Also, I could be a P1.
He could thank that pine tree, I bet.
I know.
That and the other awning.
Yeah.
He's lucky. So lucky.
Man, is he ever.
He says, also, I could be a P1.
Yeah.
And oh, yeah, a father and stuff.
That's incredible.
That's quite a story.
Nate?
Are we doing it?
No.
Are we going to do
it? Yes. Do it.
I'll tell you what. Today is your lucky day. Not only are you alive, you, my friend, officially... are the hardline person of the day.
This is an exciting time, Nate.
Mm-hmm.
It'll never get better for you than right now.
What is he? Tell him what he's won, Mike.
You have won diamond cut jeans.
Mm-hmm.
And
a pair of flip flops.
And boots.
And boots.
We really need Hari Mari to maybe start helping us out. And we will give you flip-flops if you want. I think that our boot connections are probably dried up. Unless what? You still have that connection at Boot Town in New Jersey.
No, that was
Boot Warehouse.
Boot Hideout.
Boot Hideout.
Yeah, there's no hideout. Sales tax on boots in New Jersey.
And by the way, since Nate is from Lake Highlands,
yeah,
we're going to go ahead and award Audelia the Hardline Road of the Day.
You don't know what part of Lake Highlands he's in.
Well, Audelia's the main drag through there.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations,
so it'll work.
Nate.
All right, somebody get the sign up somewhere on Audelia.
Do you think that would have been a good way to, like, incur sympathy from the three cute girls that were balconied next to him. You know, like, oh, Nathaniel, I know that you were coming after me.
No, I bet he didn't parlay it into anything.
No, I bet he didn't either. All he did for them was give them something they will never unsee.
Oh, Nathaniel, you're so brave to take the fall like you did. Wouldn't you be screaming? I would be like, Mother!
Probably.
My God.
Well, see you later.
I don't know. I don't know if I would scream or just ride it out.
Just be like, well, all right, this is it. Are you trying to, like, wheel around, though? Like, try to get to where you can see where you're falling?
Man, I don't know. I don't know what would happen.
Well, you do this all the time in your dreams.
But, yeah, I never know what happens then. All I know is I really need to wake up.
Does, like, a sophomore tri-delt always wait at the bottom to catch you?
Bottom.
No,
bottom.
That never happens.
Her pregnant belly catches you, and she looks at you and says, hello, Father.
That never happens.
It's not that weird?
No, it's not. It's not that weird.
That's really, really weird.
This is your baby.
Remember me from the Barley House?
2001. I'll never forget you. All right, Nate, way to go. Let's see here.
Congratulations, Nate.
Yes.
On many levels.
It's a day you'll never forget.
Charlotte Jones Anderson took to Twitter to lay out exactly what Kaboo Fest is going to look like. Kaboo Fest is this thing that's coming to Dallas at some point, May or something like that. It's a big music, food, art, everything type
festival.
It's coming
to the new stadium.
Yeah, May 10th through 12th.
Kaboo.
And as she said, can't believe we're building a giant pool in the parking lot.
Neither can I.
Because that's part of what this thing is all about. And it appears there's going to be 6 stages overall. And let's see how many. Yeah, they're building a Vegas-style pool in the parking lot. Whatever that means. I don't know exactly what a Vegas-style pool
means.
It's
going to be above ground, isn't it? It has to be.
Well, yeah. They're not going to dig a
I mean, you think of a Vegas-style pool, you think of...
Yeah.
Something, I don't know, that's like an Olympic-sized or something.
Yes. They're having what is called... Man, this looks so insane. So there's 6 stages. There's 3 stages inside. There's 3 stages outside. Mm-hmm. There's this pool area. One of the days is called
High Energy Day.
Where you can, it looks like you can damn near spend the night with a
nighttime pool party with guest DJs.
I wonder if they'll have a pool waitress like in Vacation. You know,
like Christy Brinkley.
Yeah, she was a pool waitress
and ordering fish.
Clark was ordering fish for
right.
Audrey and your mom.
It looks insane what they're going to have to do to this. I hope for the sake of just local commerce that this does work out. But it's really ambitious, you know, and you better hope that May 10th through 12th. That you don't run in. I know inside AT&T Stadium, everything's going to be fine. But if you're banking on a lot of things going on outside,
you better.
Which obviously they are.
And it's all going to be under tents. You know, I get that.
Yeah, but still, you never know. The way might have a hailstorm.
Yeah, it might snow. The way things play out at AT&T Stadium.
Oh my
for
God.
Big events.
Yeah.
In May.
Don't forget, this is the festival. I've never seen a festival that's so all over the rock and roll curve. From John Anderson of Yes to the old 97s to Pitbull to Lionel Richie to Kid Rock to Sting.
Don't forget Goat Boy is going to be there too.
That's right. Dennis Miller is your headliner. The only thing I want out of any of this is I want to talk to Brad Garrett again. Remember when we had Brad Garrett on?
Yeah, he's funny.
He's really funny. He's the other lead comedian. Or if we can get Whitney Cummings on.
I just hope this doesn't turn into another fire fest and they're making a documentary about it in 2 years.
I don't think so. A, all you have to do is fly to Dallas. That ain't that hard to get to. There's plenty of toilets if the festival doesn't pull off.
The parking lot's full of those tents.
Yeah, it's just FEMA tents all over the place.
Cheese sandwiches. I mean,
why are we doing that? We can go to Chili's right across the street.
Yeah, they're not promising, you know, high dollar lodging or anything like that for anybody.
Right. But it's weird, man.
Yeah, it is. And I see ads for it and hear ads for it. And
oh, they got money.
Oh, they do.
They have got money because this thing has been such a big hit out in San Diego. But again, that's San Diego, and you got a lot to play with out there.
A lot of natural resources.
Right.
Yeah.
I think it's really ballsy. And I, you know, look, if they pull this off, great. If not, then okay. But I think it's really ballsy to have this at a concrete structure like Cowboy Stadium.
Where do they have it out in San Diego?
Probably on the beach.
It's got to be, right?
Yeah.
Somewhere out there.
Was it that gas lamp district?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that what it's called?
That's that area.
Gas light.
Yeah. Gas lamp.
Yeah.
It's like the year we did Summer Bash in a parking lot.
Yeah. Stay tuned.
Didn't work out very well for us, unfortunately.
Your plans, buddy.
Two Texas men have been sentenced to, quote, more than 5 years each in federal prison.
You okay?
Barely. For transporting what is being described as a massive amount of fentanyl into the U.S. at the behest of Mexican drug traffickers. They say that the two men, Brandon Montoya of Kaufman, it's right here, right?
Yes, to the east of us.
And Felipe Rodriguez of McAllen. I'm one of you, sir.
Brandon Montoya?
Yeah.
I wonder if he's related to Bernardino Montoya.
Is he from your high school?
He's from my middle school and high school. And I think the dude had like a 13-inch wiener when he was 11. It was seriously like watching an elephant walk through the room. We were amazed.
He saw it.
Well, I mean, we had athletics together, so we had to shower together. It's like, dude, where did that come from? You're in the sixth grade.
Bernardino Montoya. Yeah.
I mean,
hey, Snake.
Hung. Yes. Here we go.
Guess what?
What?
Dude, Bernardino Montoya had hair on his balls in the third grade. I'm telling you,
so
man.
So this is not the first time Bernardino Montoya has been brought up.
I'm telling you, there was something wrong with him.
He was probably 38.
He might have been, yeah.
Seriously, yes. How would you guys know? You were in school with farm animals.
Who knows? He could have either been 38 or had a gland problem. You know? Anyway, sorry.
Anyway, so they say that the amount of fentanyl that they brought in there was enough to kill every man and woman in the state of Louisiana.
It doesn't take much.
And seriously, they get 5 years. Isn't fentanyl like the biggest, baddest thing that we got going right now and one of the biggest problem drugs that
yes,
we have?
Yes, it is.
And these guys only get 5 years?
That's what killed Prince.
And Petty. Man, who invented that?
Bad men.
Yeah, for real.
Bad men.
Don't do fentanyl. Oh, wow. This guy says, I was sitting at a light on Audelia on my way to White Rock area when you proclaimed it the hard line road of the day, and it developed a glow after the proclamation. All right, we got to go.